At 91.9 FM KPTZ Port Townsend, I'm Diane Urbani de La Paz with local news and commentary for Friday, June 23rd. The National Park Service announced this week that the Hurricane Ridge area in Olympic National Park will open up again this coming Tuesday, the 27th of June. This is following a nearly two-month closure of the destination after a fire burned down the Hurricane Ridge Day Lodge. That 12,000-square-foot structure burned to the ground on May 7th, and there has been no report of what caused the fire. Starting on Tuesday, you can go to Hurricane Ridge and soak up the magnificence outside the lodge. Parking is limited, though, so you may want to take the Clallam Transit bus that runs to and from the ridge, departing from downtown Port Angeles. Details are at clallamtransit.com. News sources around the state report that Washington State Senator Kevin Vandeweghe, a firefighter by profession, has announced he will run for Commissioner of Public Lands. Vandeweghe is serving his second term representing the 24th Legislative District in the Senate right now. Before this, he served five terms in the State House of Representatives. The current State Lands Commissioner, Hillary Franz, announced she is running for governor. The State Lands Commissioner oversees the Department of Natural Resources, which manages more than 5 million acres, ranging from forests and tidal land to farm and commercial land. In May, Dave Upthegrove, chairman of the King County Council, indicated he was taking a good look at running for the Lands Commissioner post. He ran for the job in 2016, but Franz defeated him. Upthegrove said this week that he hasn't decided yet whether he will run. This Saturday from 2 o'clock until 8:30 p.m., the Field Day will happen at Fort Worden State Park. Live music, games including tug-of-war, prizes, beverages, food, and a community portrait are all part of the plan. There will be an ice bath challenge starting at 3 o'clock, and then root beer floats for anybody who wants one at 4:30, a watermelon eating contest at 5:30, and then the community portrait is set for 5:45. You can find the schedule and more information about the Field Day at summerkickoff.org. In business and bicycling news, the Velo Cats Collective has opened its doors in Port Townsend. This bike sales and repair shop is in the former Holly's Flowers location at the first roundabout as you're heading out of town. Velo Cats is a worker-owned cooperative that sells new and used bikes. The mechanics work on traditional and electric bicycles. Jonathan Arp, one of the workers and owners, told me that he and his colleagues all came from the recyclery, which is no longer a full-service repair shop. The recyclery is focusing on programs involving volunteers, including the community shop days. The ptrecyclery.org website has the information. Back at VeloCats, the workers' credo is to make riders of all abilities feel welcome. The shop has a Pay It Forward program, so people with available resources can help folks with limited resources maintain their bicycles. The shop is open from noon until 6 o'clock, Tuesdays through Saturdays, except this Saturday as the cats are going on a camp out. And this Sunday, starting at 10 o'clock, the East Jefferson Fire Rescue Team will host a sidewalk CPR training at the Chimicum Farmers Market. These first responders will show market goers the basic medical emergency do's and don'ts. The Chimicum Market happens on Sundays outside the Chimicum Corner Farm Stand at the intersection of Highway 19 and Center Road, and that's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock every Sunday. Also at this market, traveling songwriter Norman Baker will play his music. His songs are stories of camping, driving without cell phones, childlike innocence, hometowns, and walking until your shoes wear through. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Diane Urbani de La Paz. Thanks for listening.